Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Time to play Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, February the 5th. We're going to play four Issues Etc. soundbites for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. All you need to do is listen and then give us a call, email us, or Twitter us, and vote for which one you think should be Soundbite of the Week. Our call-in number on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Those who call to vote get to vote first, and the best vote on this Friday afternoon will get the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pin, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. That goes to the best vote. Now, when you call, email, or Twitter us, tell us where you're listening, who you are, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from a conversation with Chris Rosebro. You've heard the term fishers of men. Some have taken that to mean that we should, bait the hook and give the people what they want. We'll see what Chris thinks about that.
These guys put together their marketing plans. They look at what's happening in the market, what the needs are in the market, and then craft messages to meet the felt needs of what's going on in the market, all under the term of you have to use the right bait when you're fishing. The problem is that's the wrong metaphor. Jesus never advised his disciples to engage in deceptive fishing practices. In fact, the fishermen that Jesus called to be his disciples never used hooks with bait on it to trick fish into thinking that was their favorite food. Instead, they were net fishermen. They would cast a net. And so the net requires not deception, but it requires the integrity of the net. You got to make sure your net doesn't have any holes in it, like false teaching. And you cast the net, and the net will do the work. What is our net? It's the gospel. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins. We don't need to engage in deception or to lure in the market out there so that we can give them what they want. They don't want the gospel, so we cast the net of the gospel and trust God's word that that net's going to do what He says it's going to do.
That's soundbite number one. Should it be soundbite of the week? Call and vote 1-877-623-6943. Email your vote to talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Colleen Carroll Campbell talking about abortion-centric feminism.
They don't want to hear about choices that they don't approve of, and clearly embracing a difficult pregnancy in the face of possibly a disabled child or even a threat to one's own life is a choice they disapprove of. They don't want American women to hear about. In fact, one of the comments made by a NOW officer was that this is a dangerous commercial. It's a dangerous story for women to even hear, and that it endangers women's health. Think about that. This is a group that purports to represent American women, empowering women, and yet they don't think women are smart enough to hear a real-life story and make their own decision as to whether that's a model they might want to emulate. So on so many levels, this is a real revelation, I think, of the weakness of abortion-centric feminism. And I think for those Americans who do sit on the fence, it's yet another piece of evidence about what this movement is really all about. When you really push on these groups, you find out that they are far more extreme than they would like us to believe.
So what do you think? Should that be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE. Twitter us at issuesetc or email us talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three from Dr. Uwe Simonetto, reflecting on the prospect of gays openly serving in the U.S. military.
Let me quote to you, a Vietnam veteran. He was a chief flight surgeon in Vietnam, and he said, "We're living in a conspiracy of morons. Anybody who has ever been in combat who has ever been with the military would find it absolutely ludicrous to have homosexuality openly displayed in a military environment. When you're in the jungle or in the desert and you use latrines, a whole platoon at the same time, or when you stand under the shower, would be like sticking me when I was in my 30s around a whole load of the most beautifully shaped young women under a shower. It is absolutely absurd. The trouble is that people who are currently running this country and other countries as well have no military experience. You have abandoned the draft, so therefore they don't even have an idea what it's like to be in uniform, to be in combat, or to be actually in military quarters. They just blabber away, and it is so dangerous because it undercuts the bravery and the commitment of decent soldiers. And it is obviously also undoable. You cannot do it. You will destroy the very fiber of a military unit.
That's soundbite number three. And here's soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Just, on why we sing Simeon's song after the Lord's Supper.
We have the peace of God. It's the number one word in the liturgy. It's the thing that we experience when we're in God's presence. We sing this because we have the reality that Simeon has. We have the peace because Christ is present. We have his salvation, and we see it as we behold his body and blood that is given to us for the forgiveness of our sins. We have it prepared for us, we Gentiles, as we have revealed to us the light of Christ, as we hear his word, as we receive his gifts. This is the song that the people of God sing because Christ is present bodily, the same Christ who was presented in the temple, the same Christ who was lifted up on the cross, the same Christ who rose from the dead, the same Christ who ascended into heaven, continues to be present with us in word and sacrament. That's why the church put this song now, after having received his word in our ears and in our mouths, in body and blood, we sing with Simeon, Lord, let us now thy servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. This is the song of the people of faith who live in peace because the Prince of Peace dwells among them.
That's soundbite number four. It's time to vote. This break is a great time to call and vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Thursday doesn't even start. It's Friday, I'm in love.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Too Lutheran for a Lutheran radio station. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. issuesetc.org. Click Donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article I've written titled Legalism and License, How are these two really the same error? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. Journal. You can also read about Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's journey from liberal Lutheranism and navel-gazing evangelicalism to the external promises of God in Holy Scripture. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. Journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
All right, it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You do so by Twittering us, emailing us, calling us. This Friday afternoon, it's February the 5th, and tell us which one you think should be Soundbite of the Week. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, Twitter us at @IssuesETC, or give us a call, 877-623-MYIE. Should it be Soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough on Does Fishers of Men Mean Bait the Hook? Soundbite number two, Colleen Carroll Campbell on abortion-centric feminism. Soundbite number three, Dr. Uwe Simonetto on gays in the military. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Just on why we sing Simeon's song after the Lord's Supper. Let's see what Bob has to say. He's listening in Newport, Vermont. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Well, I would give Dr. Simonetta the honorable mention, but Colleen Carroll Campbell has done a masterful jujitsu by turning the force of the opponent's arguments right in their face.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. What about the rest of you? And Bob, thanks for listening in Vermont. 1-877-623-MYIE or talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's John in Grand Junction, Colorado. Hi, John.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I'm voting for number four, and the reason why is because it's what that peace that we have abides with us every time that we take the Eucharist. And I want to record and Dr. Just's conversation with you, because that's something when someone says, why are you a Lutheran? I play that because, you know what, our God is not a God that's a drug counselor, or if we just try, or if we just, you know, can just get ourselves out of the well, or it's not the Muslim God where he's, you know, over us, demanding us to be these things. He's there, gently coming to us in the sacrament. And, yes, we should sing that song. You know, and you talked about being there in that moment with Simeon, but I also think of it as well as being up in the upper room when he's washing their feet, as well as when he's giving the communion. That is what we get every Sunday. That's powerful. That's why I'm a Lutheran. That's what is the beauty of the liturgy unfolding every Sunday.
John, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Colorado. Here's Herman in Illinois. Hi, Herman.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from the Walsh, Illinois area, and I would vote for soundbite number four, Dr. Arthur Just, on why we sing Simeon's song after the Lord's Supper. It's the standard part of the Lutheran liturgy, but it's also God's provision, especially that we're being continually fed, even as we leave the Lord's Supper, where God is not leaving us with his word, and we can be refreshed with what it has given us and proclaim it and sing it, and that we can. It's always wonderful to rediscover the components of the Lutheran liturgy and their depth and richness, no matter how ordinary they are, or how standard or traditional, they always have a refreshing richness from God's Word.
Thank you, Herman. Thanks for listening in Illinois. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois is on the line. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. Soundbite number one hooked me right away this week. I believe it's Chris Roseborough to make such an excellent clarification of a metaphor. After all, what fisherman wants to let someone else reel in the big one? Simple human nature wants it to be our hook, our bait, our technique, where we're willing to fish, the strength of our arm, the strength of our line, the strength of our rod, the strength of our reel, all to get the fish into our boat. But this isn't how the church runs. The net is there. It's not our net, and the boat isn't even ours.
Scott, thank you very, very much. Let's see what Nancy in Ridgeland, Mississippi has to say. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I am calling to vote on soundbite three about the gays in the military. The reason being, my husband dealt with that exact situation a few years ago when they were stationed in Turkey, and there were some women, two women who lived in a tent. Two of them, actually, one was a lesbian and would bring friends in at night, and it was a mess. I know it was a lot of problems for my husband to try to straighten it out. But one of the girls was actually scared, and a young girl. So I thought the speaker just put the whole situation so eloquently and really pointed out great facts that people might not think about normally.
Nancy, thank you so much. Thanks for listening in Mississippi. Eric in Irving, Texas says, I'm voting for Chris Roseroe because I want to influence him to accept my friend invitation on Facebook. Seriously, there are many Christians who go to church week after week without giving the work of Christ on the cross or the forgiveness of sins much thought. It's not really why they go to church. On this program, Chris works relentlessly to call the church back to the central thing, and I appreciate his work. So do we. Thank you very much for that email, Eric, in listening in Texas. Elaine in Canada says, I really enjoy Uwe Simonetto's talk and these very important issues he addresses. However, I vote for Dr. Just, that's number four, as what could be more important than the Lord's Supper and receiving that peace that passes all understanding. Dave in Canhassen, Minnesota, I believe. Forgive me for mispronouncing. I vote for Dr. Just, soundbite number four. It's the same Jesus Christ who Simeon held in his arms, but as an infant, the same Christ who shed his blood on the cross for us. He says, I have seen thy salvation, how I long for my eyes of faith to become the eyes which see my Lord face to face. Come, Lord Jesus, says Dave in Minnesota. Thank you, Dave. David in Kansas City says, I vote for soundbite four. Dr. Just hits the nail on the head in that when singing Simeon's song after communion, we speak back to God our thanks for the peace he has given us. In his body and blood, Jesus is our peace. Jason in Cedar Park, Texas says, today they call it meeting felt needs. I used to agree with the approach and didn't really consider it deceptive, but I've learned better now. It is false advertising. They didn't come for Christ for you. They came for English as a second language, free babysitting, debt counseling, etc. When the show is over, they simply stop coming and leave Christ and his cross behind because that's not why they came. People are smarter than fish. Just not smart enough to keep the law and are in need of Christ and his free gifts. That's why we must maintain the integrity of our witness. Well said. My vote is for soundbite number one. Honorable mention to soundbite number four, too. Helen in Austin, Texas says, number three probably tells it like it is. And to extend the quote to Krauth, an aberration tolerated ends up running the moral position out. Thank you very much, Helen. Thanks for listening in Texas. Tim in Columbia, Missouri says, it was tough this week. As much as I like Dr. Just, I have to go with soundbite number one, Chris Roseboro's wonderful critique on preaching and spreading the word for the wonderful explanation of the fishers of men metaphor. A vote for soundbite number two from Dana in Corunna, Indiana. I vote for Colleen Carroll Campbell regarding the feminist dogma of choice. All the soundbites were excellent, but the underlying message about women deserve a choice, while not really offering a choice at all, reminds me of the enslavement to sin. Janet in Livonia, Michigan says, I vote for Chris Roseboro's comment on fishers of men. It addresses what has been bothering me about evangelism as we try to give people what they want. Felt needs. I hate that phrase. People think that they are fine and they don't need Jesus. Luring them in with coffee and goodies doesn't give them an incentive to move on to anything else. Thank you. Matthew in Justice, Illinois says, my vote is for Colleen Carroll Campbell on abortion rights activist practice of keeping women ignorant of all the facts on abortion. And then let's see, a couple more votes here. One for soundbite number one. It juxtaposes well with the soundbite of Deaconess Pam Nielsen, Jesus calling the first disciples, in which Pam expounds on the net catching men alive. And one more vote for soundbite number four. Brian in Campbell, California says, I spent last week at the LCMS delegate gathering in Newport Beach, and I have to fill my church growth and and I've had my fill of church growth and politics. Besides being my favorite part of the divine service, I just need the gospel. We are tied. We got one more vote for soundbite number one, then, from Tony in Kingstown, Rhode Island, and I don't have time to read his comment because this is our winner. Soundbite number one, Chris Roseboro. Does fishers of men mean bait the hook?
These guys put together their marketing plans. They look at what's happening in the market, what the needs are in the market, and then craft messages to meet the felt needs of what's going on in the market, all under the term of you have to use the right bait when you're fishing. The problem is that's the wrong metaphor. Jesus never advised his disciples to engage in deceptive fishing practices. In fact, the fishermen that Jesus called to be his disciples never used hooks with bait on it to trick fish into thinking that was their favorite food. Instead, they were net fishermen. They would cast a net. And so the net requires not deception, but it requires the integrity of the net. You got to make sure your net doesn't have any holes in it, like false teaching. And you cast the net, and the net will do the work. What is our net? It's the gospel. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified for our sins. We don't need to engage in deception or to lure in the market out there so that we can give them what they want. They don't want the gospel, so we cast the net of the gospel and trust God's word that that net's going to do what He says it's going to do.
That's Soundbite of the Week. Chris Roseborough on Does Fishers of Men Mean Bait the Hook? No, it does not. Now, the LPR bundle package this week goes to John in Grand Junction, Colorado. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. John, if you will email us your mailing address and your shirt size, we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks for playing again. Thanks to everybody who called, who emailed, and voted for Soundbite of the Week this week. You see, if we fail to understand Scripture in its context, and we say, well, fishers of men must mean our best efforts, as Scott in Oakwood, Illinois, so often, so well said, the strength of our line, the enticement of our lure, the sharpness of our hook, it's not about any of that. It's about the power of God unto salvation for all who believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, Christ Himself drawing sinners to Himself and His cross. That's the kind of fishing the church is always doing. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.